everyone, and welcome to the first really official episode of the podcast. I'm going to be trying to do this weekly. I think that's a good goal. Weekly is a possible goal. And I want to analyze a few matches, possibly really old matches. Not really old matches, like 1980, but at least in the times of the quarantine, I can try and analyze some matches that occurred in the past. And the match that I have here, it's a match that I really enjoyed watching. I think one of the players could have played this tactically much better, and I'm gonna explain why. And the other player is someone who doesn't really use tactics, goes more for the instinct. First of all, before I talk about the match itself, I want to give you guys a little bit of some advice in quarantine, what you can do to keep yourself fit as an athlete. So what you can do is, what I'm basically doing is to try and keep myself moving, to keep myself fit, and I'm gonna explain you why briefly. So I'm doing running 3 times a week, practicing my cardio, seeing if I can even up my cardio game, because it's rather weak. And this is a good opportunity to really get it better. I'm doing it 3 times a week. I don't know if I will add a fourth, but yeah, cardio is really important for me because it's my real weakness. But you guys can focus on a lot of other stuff: mobility exercises, flexibility exercises. I know the quarantine times are hard, and it's hard to stay motivated, but I think if we all look at this in a somewhat positive matter, that we can maybe use the time that we are in our houses and or in the whereabouts of it, because obviously I don't run inside my house. I have a little circuit of 125 meters that I go back and forth. It's kind of boring. If you want to ask me, sometimes it gets a little bit boring because I like running in the outskirts, just trying to enjoy the view sometimes. But unfortunately, my view is kind of limited to buildings and stuff like that. So yeah, that's my advice for every athlete that's out there. Being tennis athlete, being any other type of athlete, I mean, you really should keep motivated. This shouldn't stop you. And try and work in your weaknesses, try and strengthen your strong points, and that's basically it for now. So yeah, I want to start the match analysis. So I'm going to analyze the quarterfinals of the 2017 Miami Open. This event was supposed to be held last week. The last week would be the Masters 1000, the main draw. We would have already know who won. The final would have already occurred if it wasn't for the COVID-19. That's why I decided to analyze a Miami match. And I chose a very cool one to analyze. This is being the first match that I analyze in my life really deeply. I have 4 pages in a notebook here. 4.5, basically. So a lot of written stuff I have here. So, I hope I don't get lost in my thoughts while I am speaking. But, let's start. First of all, it's Alexander Zverev versus Nick Kyrgios. This battle between these two guys, I'm going to spoil the result anyway, gave the Basically, who have won this match would play Federer in the next round, in the semi-finals, and who won was Nick Kyrgios. Three-setter. Zverev won the second set. I'm gonna discuss why he won the second set. I'm gonna discuss why he lost the match. He could have played the game tactically way better than he did. I mean, he was 20 at the time. I don't know if that played a huge role. The lack of experience, maybe. You know, it's very. Just a little side note. It's very easy to speak. It's not very easy, but it is easier to speak from analyzing a match, watching it from, let's say, Tennis TV's when I watched it, watching it from the computer screen, than to actually being out there playing it. It's very hard. It's very hard when you're out there. That's when you really need to think, and you need to be fast and all of those stuff. That's what makes the great guys, the big three guys, really good, is that they can analyze the match so well. So first thing I have here is that Kyrgios chose to receive, which he won the toss and chose to receive. I don't think that's very usual since his big weapon is the serve. And he has the massive serve that just unbelievable. I have a screenshot here of a 141 mile per hour missed serve, but his fastest serve in this match was 139, if I'm not mistaken. Just an absolute weapon for the guy. So he chose to receive right off the bat. When I started watching this match, when I started watching, I didn't know who had won. I tried to stay to not see the H2H of both players. I should have thought a little bit better because I knew Federer played Nick Kyrgios in the semi-final. I didn't associate both very well, so that was kind of weird to say the least. But here we go. Nick Kyrgios is receiving in the first game, as I previously said. I saw a tendency from Alexander Zverev that he was very looking forward to trade backhands cross court with Nick Kyrgios. We know that if Zverev is on his normal level, he can trade backhands cross court with Nick Kyrgios all day long. If Nick Kyrgios tries to go for too much, I mean, no, sometimes he gets it, sometimes he doesn't. Nick Kyrgios doesn't have a lot of patience to be trading a lot of balls, so he tries to shorten up the points. So Zverev really trying to get the length of the points a little bit bigger. At the first service games, the first service game of his, held serve, obviously. So Nick Kyrgios's first service game, I noticed that a lot of tendency to serve to the Alexander Zverev's forehand, which I don't think he kept that tendency the whole match, in my opinion. And when he was serving to the Alexander Zverev backhand, he's always putting a lot of pace on the ball. We can see that he, on a second serve at 40-30, he did an ace with a second serve to the Zverev backhand, I think. So that is rather special from Nick Kyrgios. The second serve ace, that's always special. Kyrgios, I noticed as well, he's very comfortable within trading forehands. Although he's not a very patient guy, I think, on court, he looked comfortable trading forehands. And we can talk about this being the beginning of a match, and he's just, okay, I'll not miss. Yeah, every player has that mentality. I will not miss in the beginning of the match. But yeah, in the beginning of the match, that is very easy. But when you get like into the deep second set, third set, it's very hard to have that mentality when you're like, no, I'll not miss. No, you tend to go for too much in those situations. Not the case of Zverev, not why he lost, not at all. I'll give a lot of credit to Nick Kyrgios in the third set. I think he did very well. But now focusing on the first set. So I have another point here that I took notes. That is Alexander Zverev tactic during some of the points, and that's what he should have done, and that's way probably what his coach told him to do throughout the match, which was serve to the Nick Kyrgios forehand, which is by far his weaker return wing to the Nick Kyrgios forehand, and then attack the Nick Kyrgios backhand. Obviously, Nick Kyrgios doesn't have an awful backhand, not at all, but it's definitely weaker than the forehand, definitely. So that's what Alexander Zverev should have done more. I feel like he didn't do this enough. Also in this set, Zverev's forehand was letting him down a lot. Being on the attack or on the defense, I think he made a lot of errors in the in his forehand side. His forehand was very weak. The backhand it was not as good as it normally is. I think he has a very solid two-hander, but he wasn't very solid from that wing as well, in my opinion. I think in these close matches, I think that should have been the difference between a win or a loss. So let's talk about the break game in this first set. If you did, I didn't know, I didn't tell you yet, but in case you didn't know, the result of this match was 6-3, 6-7. No, 6-4, 6-7, 6-3 for Nick Kyrgios. Yeah, let's talk about the first break that happened in this match. Nick Kyrgios obviously broke Alexander Zverev in the first set at 4-all. So 4-all, Alexander Zverev serving for having the 5-4, and well, I'm gonna try to explain a little bit of what happened here. We all know that Nick Kyrgios' backhand return is very dangerous. Sometimes he can pull a saber, the Federer return. He can pull a whole lot of different returns. I'm gonna take the example of the second point of the ninth game for all the break of Nick Kyrgios, and that was basically Alexander Zverev serving to the Nick Kyrgios backhand with basically a low pace, and Nick Kyrgios just dominating the point, causing the 15-all. Then he allows Nick Kyrgios to have two break points, losing the next two following points. Now, Zverev now is under pressure, 15-40. Nick Kyrgios breaks him and is serving to the set automatically. And what does he do? First break point of the match. Very, very well saved from Alexander Zverev, tactically speaking. Serving to the Nick Kyrgios forehand. Nick Kyrgios doing the little chip and charge he sometimes does in the forehand return, which is, I mean, basically an unforced error in my opinion. And Zverev just has to push the ball to the other side with the forehand and hit a winner down in the line. Not really risking a lot, just an easy shot due to the very very low rhythm that Nick Kyrgios put in that return. So at this point we are at 30-40, and well, what does Alexander Zverev does. Second serve to Nick Kyrgios backhand. Break point down. I mean, you have to be out of your mind to do this. Like, what is Nick Kyrgios? I mean, in the forehand, he may just chip it. Sometimes he hits it flat. He doesn't have a very good flat return, even in weak serves. But you're gonna serve to the backhand, really? A second serve at about 80, 90 miles per hour, really? That was not very tactically well chosen from Alexander Zverev. And that literally cost the game. The note that I have here, weak serve to the Kyrgios backhand, and gets immediately punished. Kyrgios controlling the point and ending up with a winner in the forehand. 5-4, Kyrgios serving for the set. So yeah, 5-4. Kyrgios just had to put a solid hold. 3 winning serves and 1 unforced error from Alexander Zverev. Nothing too crazy on that one. But yeah, that is the first set. I'm gonna pull out the stats of the first set. 1 second. Here I have the stats of the first set of the match. So Kyrgios 6, Alexander Zverev 4, 6-4. Set took 41 minutes, blah blah blah. Now we're gonna get to the important parts of the stats. 5 winners off Zverev's racket. Like, are you mad crazy? 4 winners? 4 off the forehand, 0 off the backhand. Yeah, 0 off the backhand. Which is supposed to be his stronger wing, and 1 on the serve, so what ace. Nick Kyrgios, 9 winners, 2 off the backhand, 4 off the forehand, and 3 off the serve, and unforced errors 11-8. Nick Kyrgios 11, Zverev 8. So my thoughts on this first set is that simply Alexander Zverev played a very bad tactical game, serving to the backhand way too much weak, and Nick Kyrgios just had to punish him, really. He wasn't decisive enough in certain points, being on the Kyrgios, returning the Kyrgios serve, or on his own serve, which caused the break as well. So yeah, that's my view on the first set. Not really a very interesting, not the best set of this match. I'm not gonna say a very interesting set, because it was. You have to take into account that if Zverev didn't serve to the Kyrgios backhand, he would have a way better chance to save that break point and possibly hold and take this to tiebreak eventually. I have here a stat who demonstrates a little bit of the ineffectiveness of Zverev in throughout the match. Let me just pull that off here. So 2 out of 6 points won in the net. That is literally, I don't understand. When you're going to the net, you suppose your opponent is out of balance. He's hitting a shot on the run. He's hitting a shot basically in difficulties. He's not fully... Basically, you don't go to the net without making your opponent move to make him somewhat uncomfortable to make the shot. So then you are at the net and you just close out with the volley. I think this 2 out of 6 comes a lot into a part into Zverev's volleying and into the ineffectiveness of the volley as well. Not too decisive, I mean. So yeah. Now into the second set. I have a lot of notes here about the second set, the longer set, obviously. First service game, serving Alexander Zverev. Kyrgios hits a tweener passing shot, causing the 30-15. This guy's absolutely crazy. And then gets a 30-all from a good
I mean, if I could show you this point, I mean, you guys would understand my point about the undecisiveness of Alexander Zverev sometimes. He just puts a very weak slice into the ball. Okay, he was kind of out of balance. He could have done way better with that ball. I think he could have done it. He chose to slice the ball, and Nick Kyrgios read so well the slice and just came into the net. The slice got over the net to his court, and he was already finishing the point at the net. So, I mean, that's not a.
I mean, yeah, if that is not being undecisive, I don't know what it is. It was not a very good, it was not a very fortunate game, for Zverev, this first service game. But still, he managed to come clutch with the serve and win without even taking it to deuce. I took a note here, sometimes Zverev being too unaggressive, causing Nick Kyrgios to do what he wants. Yeah. Normal hold to Zverev could have been a little bit better, but yeah. One all, Kyrgios holds, four winning serves. No, nothing to say here, just massively serving the Kyrgios. 2-1, comfortable hold for Alexander Zverev. In the third game of serve of Alexander Zverev, so 2-all serving to the 3-2. I wrote a note here. I sense Alexander Zverev getting a little bit more success going for the long rallies, better depth and weight in the ball. Although costly in forced errors, forcing the game to go to deuce. 6 enforced errors in the set. First break point of the second set goes to Nick Kyrgios, caused by an enforced error from Zverev. He really was not having a very good start. A lot of enforced errors in this first set, in the start of the second set, I'm sorry. Alexander Zverev serves to Nick Kyrgios' backhand. Hard this time, still tactically not great, but at least he served hard to the backhand. I mean, yeah. Alexander Zverev serves hard to Nick Kyrgios' backhand, gets a short ball, and finishes it easily with the forehand. He screamed "Come on!" really loud after breaking a racket. Yeah, he broke a racket in the previous game, I think. So screaming very loud is a good positive sign of body language. Yeah. Let me check here. Now in the same game of the third service game of Alexander Zverev, ends up the game winning with a winning serve and a fabulous forehand, forcing the error in Nick Kyrgios. 3-2, serving Kyrgios. 3-all, Kyrgios holds 60-love in 1 minute with two aces. Zverev looking negative again in his attitude, in his body language. 4-3, very good hold from Zverev. 60-love with some great points, important for his confidence, I think, this game. Right in the verge of being broken, he gets an easy game. Very good for him, I think. Very good. 4-all, Zverev struggling to get balls into the court. I mean, it's not a surprise that he's struggling to get balls into the court. Nick Kyrgios serving is absolutely bonkers. I mean, you cannot. He has always the same toss, but he goes into different places with the ball. It's just something that it's unbelievable. He did what 25 aces against Novak Djokovic in a match of two sets. Insane, insane, just absolutely insane. Yeah, Zverev struggling a lot to get balls into the court. Solid hold from Nick Kyrgios at 4-all. Yeah. So fifth game of serve of Alexander Zverev, serving for the 5-4. Zverev happily training the ball with Nick Kyrgios, especially on the backhand side. Nothing really happened in this game I just have some notes. Winning the majority of long points. I have a very interesting stat that I'm gonna pull in the end of the video about long points and Zverev winning them. Kyrgios really trying to shorten the points. Yeah. That's that. Zverev is a guy who is he has no problem with in trading the ball. He's what I would call a classic counterpuncher. Likes his passing shots, like his lobs. Basically was the lob who won in this second set. Really a counterpuncher, a guy who has that Spanish mentality of not missing or missing a lot of trading a lot cross court. Yeah. So Nick Kyrgios got a 30 all in this 4 all, so a chance maybe for him to peak and get a break point. But no. Zverev trades backhands with Nick Kyrgios and draws the unforced error, as he did a few times. Should have done better in that category of trading a lot of balls against Nick Kyrgios, especially on the backhand side. And then Zverev holds 60-30. Fifth game of serving Nick Kyrgios, 30 all, two aces to close out. I mean, gets a 30 all. The guy just focuses a little bit. Just like, oh yeah, bro, need to focus. Gets two aces. That's Nick Kyrgios, basically. Lost two of the points with the enforced errors. 5-all in the second set. 6-5, comfortable hold for Alexander Zverev. A couple returns Nick Kyrgios should have hit. Maybe sometimes he goes for too much in his backhand return. Goes a little bit much to the lines. A little bit bumping some balls wide, especially wide. So yeah, that's it. And 6-all comfortably holds Nick Kyrgios going into the second set tiebreak. 1-0 mini break from Kyrgios, semi-long rally a little bit, drawing the enforced error out of Zverev, a point that Alexander Zverev has basically is obliged to win this point because it's a long rally. It's your comfortable point. You see, it's like you cannot really lose these points, especially long rallies and your strong points really against a guy like Nick. So 2-1 mini break of Zverev in these two service points of Nick Kyrgios. Kyrgios hesitated a little bit. Seems like he was a little bit too afraid to hit the ball in these points, which is a little bit unusual of the guy. Played too short and Zverev just had to attack on the rise, dominating. And drawing the forced error out of Nick Kyrgios. 3-2, Zverev draws a miss hit from Kyrgios' backhand and then wins a long rally, defending well and drawing then the unforced error from Kyrgios. The defense on Zverev in this tiebreak was, I would say, very good. I would say if he kept the level that he did in this match tiebreak. In this tiebreak, I'm sorry. It would have been a way closer game that could have. I mean, the game was close anyways, but a game that could have went Zverev's way a lot more. 3-4. No mini breaks. Amazing point at 3-all. 26 shots, an amazing call from Nick Kyrgios. An amazing point, 26 shots. Nick Kyrgios ends up winning it with all the credit. Yeah, 26 shots, probably the longest rally of the match yet. So yeah, 5-4 mini break of Nick Kyrgios. So yeah, basically, if he wins his next two service points, he wins the match. A great return to finish a ball basically at the net. Yeah. 6-5. Nick Kyrgios had a match point on his serve. Missed the first serve and got into rally. The second serve ended up with an unforced error. 22 shots in the rally. Yeah, 22 shots. Long rally. Zverev won. Not really surprised. When Kyrgios is too undecisive in those rallies, normally it's him who ends up conceding and letting Zverev basically win the point, really, without having to do much, just trading the ball, actually. So, Nick Kyrgios had another match point. 6-5, Zverev serving. Second serve, and Nick Kyrgios misses a backhand return. Again, trying to go for too much. Sometimes Nick Kyrgios on that backhand return, maybe tone it a little bit down sometimes. I know he pays off, but sometimes. But maybe in these important moments, try and, you know, play a little bit more safely, if you know what I mean here. 7-6, Zverev aces. First set point for Alexander Zverev. 7-all, Kyrgios aces. 8-7, big second serve from Kyrgios, wins him the point. Third set match point for Kyrgios, 8-all. Kyrgios controlling the point, but Zverev defending very well. Not that good of a drop shot from Nick Kyrgios. I remember that was given a little bit too much air. Ended up basically on the second half of the the service box. And Zverev just hits him past Kyrgios. 9-8. Here, Kyrgios being quite unlucky, almost doing a unbelievable passing shot, but the ball clipping the net. Second set point for Zverev. 9-all, winning serve for Nick Kyrgios. 10-9, 130 miles an hour, second serve from Nick Kyrgios. Great rally, Nick Kyrgios controlling it. Comes to the net and Zverev lobs him in the baseline. Literally in the baseline. That was unbelievable. All the credit to Zverev in that mini break. Maybe the forehand approach shot of Nick Kyrgios could have been a little bit better. But I'll give a lot of credit to Zverev there on that mini break. Now, 11-9, Nick Kyrgios controlling the point. Zverev serving to win the set. Kyrgios controlling the point with some great ground strokes at the net. Gets lobbed. Could have easily go around the ball and hit it, but decides to try and hit a tweener and misses. Like, what can you even say at this point? The guy tries to hit a tweener. Set point down. 10-9, and the guy tries to hit a tweener. Doesn't even pass the net. Goes like in the bottom of the net. Could have easily gone around it. Tries to hit the tweener and loses the set. I'm gonna bring the second set. Second set stats here. We can see a clear difference in Zverev here. Hitting 5 winners in the previous game. In this one, hitting 10. 1 on the serve, 2 on the forehand, and 7 on the backhand. So the backhand working a little bit better in this set. I'm not going to say it did work very good, because then you have here 7 unforced errors in the backhand. So 7 winners, 7 unforced errors. I mean, yeah, that is that, but it's still a good backhand set from Zverev. 10 winners, Zverev, 13 winners, Kyrgios, 8 aces for Nick Kyrgios, massively serving, absolutely unbelievable. 1 winner off the backhand, 4 winners off the forehand, and the enforced errors kind of well balanced between both wings for both. Seven backhands, five forehand, and three serve for Zverev, three double faults. Eight backhand unforced errors, seven forehand unforced errors for Nick Kyrgios. Net points for Zverev a little bit better, as I said, not amazing, but a little bit better. 5-8, Kyrgios 7-11. Actually, Kyrgios won more points in this set, winning 43, Zverev winning 41. Not a brilliant set from Alexander Zverev, but managed to show up very well at the end of the set, doing some very clutch plays with that lob, and yeah, very cool from Zverev, keeping his cool, I mean. In the end of the second set, managed to clutch that one out. Now again, third set. Third st set starting. First service game of Nick Kyrgios. Losing love 30, Nick Kyrgios ends up holding serve, assisted by his serve, until 40-30 when he, I mean, Zverev just does an awful volley. I don't think Zverev is really known by his volleying skills, but only his brother. His brother is good at the net. But yeah, Zverev a little bit of an awful volley there, straight at the net. 60-30, 1-0 for Nick Kyrgios. First service game of Alexander Zverev. Three unforced errors from Nick Kyrgios. Easy hold. 1-0. Now, Zverev winning a lot of break point, a lot of points from the baseline. When it talking about baseline rallies, it's 47 to 29 at this point for Alexander Zverev. That is a shocking number. Like 47 to 29 is basically virtually winning 2/3 of the baseline points. That is huge. Should have gone for more consistency. Also missing quite a lot. Definitely, Zverev wasn't feeling his best in this match. But yeah. Yeah. Second service game of Nick Kyrgios, losing love 30 again. Managed just to recover, assisted by his huge serve and a very good point construction at 30 all. With a 126 mile per hour second serve for a starter. Very good point. I remember one of the points of the match, in my opinion. Second service game for Alexander Zverev. So 2-1 for Kyrgios now. Not very solid. Nick played it well, took it to deuce. But Zverev holds with no peak of a break for Nick. Third service game, Nick Kyrgios holding his knee. I saw Nick holding his knee in this part of the match. Maybe he was injured, didn't call the trainer after all, but holding his knee, maybe some trouble, I don't know. I just know that he played an excellent three-setter next round against Roger Federer. So probably wasn't that of an issue. Hold serve with a very close lob by Zverev, literally 1 or 2 centimeters out on the long the lob from Zverev. Again, not very decisive. Curious, I would say, watching the match here, if I was watching it live, I would actually bet on Zverev to win because he was looking better than Kyrgios. Although both were kind of iffy on their service games, Zverev looked a little bit better. But yeah, things have turned after the change of ends at 3-2. Third service game of Alexander Zverev. Very good returning game of Nick Kyrgios. Very good returning game of Kyrgios, as I said. Managed to get a 15-40. Zverev winning the first break point in the net well, but then served that 77 miles per hour to the Kyrgios backhand. I mean, when Kyrgios is on a rampage on a service game and you're just going to give him a second serve to the backhand, I mean, you just have to be bonkers at this point. You gotta be crazy. Again, tactically very poorly played by Alexander Zverev. Yeah, credit for Kyrgios, for and to the credit Kyrgios and to the decision of weak serving and Sydney Kyrgios backhand. This breakpoint. Okay, I just fucked up that sentence. So I credit this breakpoint to the great returning of Nick Kyrgios and the tactically poor choice of Alexander Zverev to serve to the backhand. Second serve breakpoint down again. 77 miles an hour second serve. So that is a big no-no, a breakpoint down against Nick Kyrgios. Yeah. 4-2. Kyrgios winning. Break up. 5-2, solid hold from Kyrgios, using well hit the serve. Then Nick Kyrgios started winning love 30 in Zverev's service game. And Zverev played a couple good points to hold and that to cause the 5-3. And then game set and match Kyrgios. After some miss hits from Nick Kyrgios, like two cross-court forehands that he missed, the game goes to deuce. A very good point from Alexander Zverev to save match point at 40-30. He saves the fifth match point with good effort. Some help of a poor drop shot as well, taking him to deuce again. And aces w Kyrgios aces his way to match point number six. That he gladly takes with a winning serve. Yeah, I'm gonna pull out the match stats here, and we're gonna have one last look at this, and then we're gonna end this. So, net points won 10 out of 23 from Alexander Zverev. That is kind of humiliating, if you want to ask me. 10 out of 23. When you, as I explained, when you're going at the net, you suppose your opponent is out of balance. He's struggling, and you shouldn't really go to the net, really, if he's not struggling. If you're hitting cross-court balls and you just rush the net, I mean, you shouldn't do that. That was not what Zverev done. But he missed a lot of volleys as well. Maybe he didn't go to the net at certain times that he should have. No, maybe he did go to the net at certain times that he shouldn't have. Kyrgios serving very well. I mean, yeah, three aces in the first set, eight aces in the second set, and six aces on the third set. But the aces don't—they're not really a—I would say a measurement of how good a serve, how good a person be serving. The other person can still touch the ball, and it's not an ace. So yeah, this was a very good service match from Kyrgios, as normally it is. Kyrgios won 107 points, Zverev winning 93. 34 winners from Kyrgios, 37 unforced errors, no double faults, 22 forehand unforced errors, quite unusual to be honest, but okay, and 15 on the backhand, and Zverev having the most of his winners on the forehand, 11, 9 on the backhand, three aces. To be quite frank, Zverev three aces in a match is kind of weird. He didn't serve that bad, but I've seen Zverev serve way better. Maybe in the I've seen way better serving from Zverev, especially in the Nito ATP finals that he won. Very much better, I think, than this match. Not a lot of things did very good for Zverev in this match. None of the players played the greatest. There were some very good points, especially on that tie break. Some good points on the third set. The first set was kind of the most. I wouldn't say there were that many great points in the first set. So yeah. So yeah, I mean that this is it. Karras managing to clutch this one out to cause the clash with Roger Federer. An interesting game, not very well played from Zverev in terms of tactics, especially serve placements, and maybe you should have tried to trade more balls with Nick Kyrgios in the back of the court, especially on the on his weaker side on the backhand side. But Kyrgios also doing a very good job shortening the rallies. Here I have a very interesting stat who just proves what I just said. 28 points over 9 shots. 17 going to Alexander Zverev. Yeah, that is it, everyone. I hope you all enjoyed. In the end, Kyrgios just being the better man out there in two sets. Zverev just really showing up on the tiebreaker of the second. So yeah, that is it, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. It really is my first real analysis in depth to a match to try and see what really happened to both players and what they should have done better. I think I did a very good job at least for the first time, I think I did a very good job at trying to highlight what at least I think as a not an expert at all. I'm just a tennis fan, as everyone, at trying to express what I think both players should have done. Obviously, Nick Kyrgios kind of losing that second set due to trying to hit a tweener. Well, he could have gone around the ball easily and hit the ball. And Zverev serving to the backhand in break point down 2 times, getting punished. The 2 only breaks of the match. Hope you guys enjoyed. Stay motivated to go exercise during quarantine. I know I'm gonna do my exercise next after recording the podcast. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed. Stay well. Peace out.